This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Labor rights will be on the agenda when lawmakers return to the state capitol next month. Democrats have unveiled legislation that would make it easier for Colorado workers to unionize. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The proposal would repeal the 80-year-old Labor Peace Act, a state law that requires unions to hold a second set of elections before they can operate. Colorado is the only state in the country with such a law. Democratic Senator Jesse Danielson will be one of the bill's main sponsors.
We've got a duty to the workers who make this economy run to give them more rights, especially when it comes to having a seat at the table and say in what happens in their workplaces.
The bill sets up a potential fight with Governor Jared Polis, who has already expressed concerns about the proposal and vetoed two workers' rights bills earlier this year. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The company behind the Ford Amphitheater in Colorado Springs has a new grant program to support local arts efforts. The $2,500 grants will go to groups and individuals who align with the foundation's artistic mission. The Gazette reports the first grant is $3 million donated by Venue Holding Corporation's CEO. The Ford Amphitheater has been the subject of noise complaints since it opened in August. Colorado State University football makes its first bowl appearance in 7 years today. The Rams face Miami of Ohio in the Arizona Bowl. Kickoff in Tucson is 2:30 this afternoon. The University of Colorado, the Buffaloes, end their season at the Alamo Bowl today in San Antonio. This is CPR News, NKRCC.